Synaptics powers into FY26. Edge AI, Wi-Fi 7, and Rahul Patel's design win playbook set stage for growth. Mark Venus Synaptics closed fiscal 2025 with performance that signals not just recovery, but real strategic momentum. The company delivered double-digit top-line growth, significant expansion in its core IoT business, and laid out a roadmap for edge AI and advanced connectivity that could reshape its role in the semiconductor ecosystem. Under the leadership of new CEO Rahul Patel, whose pedigree at Qualcomm and Broadcom gives him an edge in the high-stakes world of design wins, Synaptics appears well-positioned to carry this momentum into FY26. FY25 and Q4, a strong finish to transition year. For the year ended June 28, 2025, Synaptics posted revenue of $1.074 billion, up 12% from the prior year. The standout was Core IoT, which surged 53% year-over-year and now accounts for roughly 25% of total company revenue. This growth wasn't just a rebound. It reflects early payoffs from strategic investments in processing, wireless, and sensing platforms designed for high-value IoT applications. On a non-GAAP basis, diluted EPS climbed 61% to $3.62, with gross margins holding steady at 53.6%. The company generated $142 million in cash from operations, which supported a balanced capital allocation strategy, reducing gross debt by 14%, repurchasing $128 million in stock, and investing $200 million to acquire IoT-related assets from Broadcom. The fiscal fourth quarter reinforced the trend. Revenue of $282.8 million was up 14% year-over-year. Core IoT sales jumped 55%, and non-GAAP EPS rose 58% to $1.01. Margins remain healthy at 53.5%, reflecting favorable mix and pricing discipline. CFO Ken Rizvi highlighted improved order activity, a growing backlog, and lean channel inventories at pre-COVID levels. Q1 FY26 guidance called for revenue of $290 million at the midpoint, with Core IoT expected to rise to 32% of sales. Core IoT, the growth engine performance of Synaptics' Core IoT segment in FY25, is no accident. Patel's strategic focus is on leveraging the company's three foundational strengths: analog mixed-signal IP, multi-core processors, and best-in-class wireless connectivity to deliver integrated, differentiated solutions. At integration is embodied in Astra, Synaptics' new AI-native processor portfolio co-developed with Google Research. Astra integrates a neural processing unit optimized for transformer architectures, enabling native execution of generative AI models at the edge for workloads like text generation, video analysis, computer vision, audio processing, and predictive maintenance. The combination of high performance and low power consumption, delivered at disruptive price points, makes Astra fit for a broad range of IoT scenarios, from industrial automation and EV charging infrastructure to smart home hubs and consumer devices. Importantly, Astra will be tightly integrated with Synaptics' wireless portfolio, giving customers a one-stop platform that's not just silicon, but also AI-ready software and connectivity. Engineering samples are expected this quarter, with revenue contributions anticipated in the second half of calendar 2026. If execution holds, Astra could meaningfully expand Synaptics' bill of material content in end products, a lever Patel used a significant effect in his Qualcomm days. Connectivity. Riding the Wi-Fi 7 wave of Astra is a long-term bet. Wi-Fi 7 is the near-term growth catalyst. The industry is in the early stages of transitioning to the new standard, which offers higher throughput, lower latency, and improved spectrum efficiency, capabilities critical for next-gen IoT, enterprise, and automotive applications. Synaptics' Wi-Fi 7 portfolio, introduced last quarter, spans from high-performance designs to ultra-low power implementations. This flexibility is opening doors across verticals, from smart home devices to connected cars. Design activity is accelerating, and the company expects multiple customer ramps in 2026 and beyond. Given Synaptics' wireless IP heritage and fortified by Broadcom assets, the company is not just participating in the Wi-Fi 7 transition. It has a credible path to gaining market share. Patel has made clear that connectivity will be central to expanding core IoT revenue in FY26. Financial discipline and operational execution beyond product strategy. Synaptics is managing its business with discipline. Inventories are lean, backlog is building, and the company is selectively investing in engineering and go-to-market capacity. Patel and Rizvi are also evaluating the portfolio for pruning or repurposing, ensuring resources go to high ROI areas aligned with the core IoT and edge AI vision. Capital allocation remains balanced. The company's new $150 million share repurchase program, approved in August 2025, underscores confidence in the strategy while leaving room for organic R&D investment and selective MANDA. Patel is clear that inorganic moves will be financially disciplined and targeted at accelerating the core strategy, not diversions into unrelated markets. Rahul Patel. The right CEO at the right time. Synaptics past CEOs often came from broader operational or financial backgrounds. Patel, by contrast, is a product and technology executive deeply steeped in wireless, IoT, and semiconductor systems. At Qualcomm, he grew the IoT business from under $1 billion to multi-billion dollar scale by delivering integrated, differentiated platforms. At Broadcom, he gained deep experience in connectivity IP and high-volume design wins. For a technology ingredient company like Synaptics, whose success depends on embedding its solutions into customers' end products, this experience is invaluable. Patel's focus on selling complete solutions, not just components, positions Synaptics to capture a greater share of system BOM value, strengthen customer relationships, and differentiate on capabilities beyond price. His early months have already seen sharper messaging around integration, platform roadmaps, and the ability to bundle silicon with AI models, software, and security features. This behavior is a language of a company aiming to be a preferred design partner, not just a vendor. Market conditions, opportunities, and risk. Synaptics' trajectory into FY26 isn't without challenges. Automotive demand remains soft, enterprise IT budgets are still cautious, and the mobile market, while recovering, can be volatile. The macro terror situation in the United States may cause some broad economic uncertainty, but the company's diversified portfolio, split across core IoT, enterprise automotive, and mobile touch, provides a buffer. More importantly, the core IoT business is growing rapidly even as other segments lag. Patel noted that Q1 FY26 core IoT revenue is on track to grow more than 50% year-over-year, offsetting softer mobile touch volumes. This performance suggests the strategy is working even before Astra ramps. The Wi-Fi 7 transition also provides a macro tailwind. As OEMs refresh their connectivity designs to meet new performance standards, Synaptics has a window to win sockets that will produce multi-year revenue streams. Why FY26 could be a breakout year. Synaptics enters FY26 with multiple growth vectors. Core IoT momentum, exceeding 50% year-over-year growth and expanding its share revenue. Wi-Fi 7 design wins, providing near-term ramps in connectivity revenue. Astra Edge AI Processor S, setting the stage for longer-term platform expansion. Operational readiness, lean inventories, healthy backlog, and targeted investment capacity. Capital flexibility. With a new $150 million buyback authorization and reduced debt load, if Astra launches on time and Wi-Fi 7 ramps as expected, FY26 could mark the point where Synaptics transitions from a recovery story to a sustained growth story. The combination of Patel's strategic focus, integrated technology stack, and disciplined execution gives the company a credible path to expand both revenue and margins over the next several years. Bottom line, Synaptics is no longer just a touch and display solutions company. It's repositioning itself as a core enabler of intelligent, connected devices, marrying processing, connectivity, and sensing with AI capabilities at the edge. That's a space with long-term secular growth drivers, and under Rahul Patel, the company is building the technology, partnerships, and operational muscle to compete aggressively. If Synaptics can execute on its edge AI and Wi-Fi 7 roadmaps while maintaining the financial discipline it demonstrated in FY25, FY26 could be a breakout year, one that cements its role as a leading technology ingredient supplier for the next generation of IoT and connected systems. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check Podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.